We told you earlier this week how Pfizer, an American pharmaceutical company, says it's seen some promising early results from a coronavirus vaccine it's working on. It's not the only company racing to do this. Since the pandemic began, researchers worldwide have been trying to learn all they can about the disease and develop methods and medicines to stop it. Russia's government says it's approved two vaccines intended to protect people from COVID-19, though critics say the shots have not undergone the same amount of testing they would have in the United States. Still, the fact that several organizations have even gotten close is remarkable because it usually takes several years and often 10 or more for a vaccine to go from development to the doctor's office. Even when a vaccine is approved in the U.S., a CNN poll conducted last month indicated that 45% of Americans would not try to get vaccinated if a vaccine were widely available at low cost. 51% of Americans said they would try to get vaccinated, but that percentage had decreased since May, so that's one obstacle for Pfizer and other vaccine advocates, along with the basic logistics of distributing the shot around the world.